So all over here, Mahari Gallon and Esquidor, they've ran out very comfortable winners on a score length, 213 to 8 points. The hosts had led 2-7 to 2 points at halftime. An encouraging enough opening for Damien Devaney's men. Around the quarter hour mark, it was 2 apiece after Gareth Conkhar with a brace for the visitors and Donal McGillivray with 2 at the other end. But then on 21 minutes, Keith Mulligan left it 3-2, and then on 20. Eamon Collin raced through to plant in the first of 2 first half goals for himself. That left it 1-3 to 2 points. The same player then on 27 minutes after a Neil McGee effort into the area. Gavin McBride claimed that he was allowed to switch to Collin and he left it 2-3 to 2 points. Strong finish to the half then from Trevor Alcorn's men. Cian Mulligan, a Gavin McGillivray, a brace from Freeze and another Eamon Collin free. That left it 2-7. To 2 points, an 11-point difference at the break. Right after half-time, Eamon McGee with a neat effort and Michal Rorty moving Guidor on to 2-9. Ardra then made a bit of a burst of it. Paul Walsh with 2 efforts, 1 from play and 1 from a free. That moved them on to 4 points. And John Ross Molloy, just before the second water break, left it 2-9 to 5 points. Fourth and final quarter, Eamon Collin on 50 minutes moved Guidor out to 2-10. Gavin McBride, 2-11. Noel Kelly off the bench made it 2-12 for Guidor. Ardra still stuck on 5 points. Eamon Collin then 3 minutes out from the end moved Guidor on to a fine 2-13. And towards the end, just as Guidor winding down, Ardra were allowed to tag on 3 late efforts. Paul Waters, off the bench for Ardra, nailing 2 late frees. And in between that there, a Joe Melly mark. Left Ardra on 8 points for the afternoon, but Guidor, very convincing, with 2:13 and it's them that picks up the win.